at WBAP. Tell Me Something Good continues even without Stubby here, Hal.
Yes.
And we just got an email that's a Tell Me Something Good. Gene Gray's in here. He says, Hal, if you'll send me the mailing address, I'll send a $2,000 check today to Denton.
Gene, I know Gene's a good friend, and yep. I'm going to get it for him.
Yep.
Thank you, Gene.
Taking a lot of good people in the world, Hal.
Oh, my God.
A lot of good people in the world.
And that maybe that's the problem with the world. We don't hear it.
Yeah, we don't hear it.
All we hear is bad.
We don't hear enough about the Summit Club of Flower Mound.
Okay.
The Summit Club of Flower Mound is an organization of community leaders and hardworking men dedicated to serving others. How they put this group together in 1974, it's a service organization.
Yeah.
And they help charities and groups in Flower Mound.
Okay.
They do financial support for middle and high school robotics clubs, NCTC scholarships, academic achievement awards. They cook hot dogs for the LISD back to school event that takes place, the Louisville ISD.
Okay.
They make pancakes and they serve breakfast for the town of Flower Mound's Breakfast with Santa. They do all those sorts of things.
They're community involved.
Yeah, they're kind of known as the hot dog boys around town. That's what the Summit Club does. Because they make hot dogs, among other items, for civic and nonprofit events. Well, as you might imagine, the activities of the Summit Club this year have been sparse. Because most of those events have been canceled.
Right.
And so the Summit Club, they haven't really been able to give back like they'd like to. There was one group, though, that was still continuing in Flower Mound, and it's the Santa Cops program.
Santa Cops?
Yeah, the Santa Cops. And what they do is they gather gift cards and cash donations to buy toys and clothes or gifts for kids who would otherwise go without a Christmas.
Fantastic.
And as you might imagine, it's been a tough year for them because they haven't been able to have a program or a fundraiser like they normally do to raise money for these kiddos. That's where the Summit Club stepped in. They held a hot dogs for gift cards event this past Saturday. Or this past Sunday, actually.
Hot dogs for gift cards.
So they provided hot dog lunches,
and
they would give them out to anybody who came by and would donate to the cause. So if you came by and you gave a gift card to be used for the Santa's Cops program, the Summit Club gave you a hot dog lunch.
See, I'd come by with 10 cards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the only one. Because they raised $3,900 for the Santa Cops program on the Hot Dogs for Gift Cards program Sunday.
How about the $3,900 in hot dogs?
Yes. So
how
good
about
for
that?
The Summit Club in Flower Mound.
Isn't that great?
Found a way to still be impactful. You can find out more at summitclub.org. And thank you, Bill, for sharing that with us. Sent a note and he said, you know what? This might be a really good Tell Me Something Good for you.
Well, thank you very much because it is a really good Tell Me Something Good.
I love Bill's signature on his email.
Yeah.
I might steal this. His signature on his email below his name says this.
Are you going to hack into his account now?
I might.
Okay.
The smallest good deed is better than the greatest good intention. And that is so true.
Ooh.
The smallest good deed is better
than the greatest,
good intention. Yes. Traffic time. Here's Monty Cook. Monty?
635 northbound at I-30. That one's still there on the ramp itself. Also, I-35 east southbound at Walnut Hill. Overturned 18-wheeler involved in that one.